Okay, everyone, please be seated. We have a special privilege now. I just want to say before Ramon is introduced, I just want to thank everyone. This has been a remarkable day. I think a remarkable first conference, and we look forward to building. Now I will give it over to another one of the members of the Bella and Harry Wexner Kol Elyon, Rabbi Tzvi Benhoff.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you again to Mrs. Wexner. To echo the statements of Rabbi Schreier earlier today, thank you so much for making this conference possible, for making this amazing fellowship possible, to have the opportunity to dedicate years of learning and mentorship and study and training to aspire to be the future leaders that we all hope to be. I hope everyone is enjoying this day of learning at the Bella and Harry Wexner Kol Elyon Conference on the Shemitah values in the modern world. Our keynote speaker today is one of the great Torah scholars, poskim, decisors of Jewish law, and leaders of Israeli Jewry. Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon is the chief rabbi of Gush Etzion, the Rosh HaYeshiva of the Lev Academic Center, JCT, in Yerushalayim, the founder and chairman of the Sulamot and the Ofek organizations, and an author of over 20 books on Jewish law. One perspective I hope we've all grown to appreciate during these past few hours is that the real world is not a laboratory. Oftentimes, there are crossroads of conflicting values that must be balanced through the discerning, immutable light of the Torah, as refracted through the fractal lens of our revered Masorah. It takes great wisdom, Yerushalayim, fear of heaven, and Avas Yisrael, love of the Jewish people, to guide others down the right path, all of which Rav Rimon so effortlessly exhibits with his writing, his teaching, and his leadership. Rav Rimon is known throughout the world for his unparalleled ability to eloquently articulate the intricacies of halacha from their primary sources and to critically analyze how those timeless precepts shed light on contemporary issues in our rapidly changing world. It is now my honor and privilege to present Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon.
Shalom uvracha. It's so nice to be here in this Mekom Kedusha, Mekom HaChashuv hazeh, important place, and to be again in the Kol Elyon of Mrs. Wexner. Barech yivarechecha Hashem. No poor people, but we know, in the same chapter afterwards, it's written, Ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev haaretz. And Chazal spoken it, and there are lots of tshuvos, and tshuvat HaRashba, and lots of tshuvot to explain it. But it's a very nice explanation that appears in Rabbi Yosef the Chor Shor in the Torah. I'm not saying exactly what he says, but I'm using his idea. Let's imagine that the whole year, all Israel, all the state of Israel, fruit and vegetables are for nothing. You don't pay on them. So you understand that poor people, for 1 year, they don't know expenses, right? A whole year, everything is for nothing. Now, you know, usually, all places that you have poor people, usually it continues for ages, generation after generation. They have no money, and because they have no money, so they can't support the children for university, and because usually, sometimes they break the circle there. Usually they have debts, and they take loans, and all their life, again and again and again. 1 year, they have no expenses, because all food is for nothing. But they have loans from all the years. But what happens in the end of Shemitah? Shemitat Ksafim. Shemitat Ksafim, no loans. If you keep Shemitah, then lo yeh b'chayevion. You won't have anim. This is the blessing of the Torah. You'll keep Shemitah, no anim. So how do you have afterwards anim? Okay, you have 7 years to the next Shemitah. But it's not anim forever. It's anim. Few years, they recover. But to keep Shemitah is to change Medinat Israel. to change the view of the country. We are a different country from all countries if we keep Shemitah. And I want to add another thing that I heard from Mori v'Ravi, Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I have all the time to be careful not to say everything all the time from Rav Lichtenstein, because then every 5 minutes I'll mention him. I think in the last 30 years I spoke to him every day. But one thing I want to say here, if the reason would be social, so then it seems that we shouldn't have all the Shemitah rules. We have 4 main rules of Shemitah. We have them in Vayikra Cafe. Lo tizra, lo tiktzor, you mustn't plant seed. Lo tiktzor, you mustn't prune. You mustn't prune. And lo tiktzor velo tivtzor, you mustn't harvest, you mustn't pick, you mustn't trip. If the idea of Shemitah is so sure, so then we would assume that the mitzvot that we'll have will be lo tiktzor velo tivtzor, you mustn't harvest. But why not to plant? Why not to prune? You'll plant, you'll prune, you'll have more to give for people. And Mori v'Ravi, Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said, Shemitah tries not just to help poor people with money. Shemitah tries to give dignity, to give kavod. All the years, the poor man goes to someone and he says, okay, I'll give you. He's the wealthy man, he's the rich, and he's making you a favor and gives you money. Shemitah time, the ani, the poor people, takes from Hefker, takes from Kodosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need a favor of anyone. And Rav Lichtenstein said, because of this, the Torah didn't want us not to plant and not to prune. Because if you would plant, you'd feel, wow, I did it. I created it, and he's taking from what I did. The Torah prefers that we'll have less, and the poor people would have dignity, and they can take from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they won't need to have a favor and to take from what you did, and you planted, and you pruned. And because of this, Shemitah educates us not just to help, but also to see that poor people will have the ability to feel good with themselves, to have kavod, to have the kavod atzmi, the dignity. There is one source here, Shmot Lamed Aled, that I skipped here. Pasuk Aleph, Sheshet Yemim Ta'avod Uviyom Hashvi'i Tishbot, Becharish Uvakatzir Tishbot. Let's go to the next page. I'm going to source Daled, Rosh Hashanah Daftet. We have machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. If this source, Becharish uvekatzir tishbot, speaks on Shabbos, and this is Rabbi Ishmael, or speaks on Shemitah, and this is Rabbi Akiva. What is the pshat? Shabbos or Shemitah? Sheshet yamim ta'avod, uvayom ha-shvi'i tishbot. Becharish uvekatzir tishbot. What is the pshat? Shabbos, right? It's written. Sheshet yamim ta'avod, uvayom ha-shvi'i tishbot. It's written, Shabbos. How Rabbi Akiva got this idea that it's Shemitah? So, Rashi says, Rashi in the right side here, it doesn't say Rashi, but it's Rashi, Lemata. Right side, Rashi says, I'm reading just the bold, Dei Shabbos, Charish v'katziru de'asur shar melachot misharu. On Shabbat, it's not just Charisha v'katzira, it's not just plowing and harvesting, lots of things on Shabbos. So Charisha v'katzira, it seems Shemitah. Yad Rama says here in the left side, the Yad Rama appears in the Ritva, and Ritva says, falling under Yad Rama. Yad Rama says sometimes the Torah speaks on days, and the Torah means years. But the Torah speaks on Yamin Tiegi Ulato, And it means years. It's not just yamim. O tesheva nahara imanu. Yamim o asor. So it can be days and it's years. So also here you can say sheshet yamim ta'avod. Klomar shesh shanim ta'avod. וביום השביעי תשבות, כלומר, בשנה השביעית תשבות, וחריש ובקציר תשבות. This is a brilliant idea, but Ritva said it's very complicated to say something like this, because we find in the Torah will speak on ימים, and it will mean שנים. But we never find a place that the Torah will say how many ימים, and say שנים. If you say ימים תהיה גאולתו, it can be 100 days, it can be 1,000 days. 1,000 days is already a few years. But if it says sheshet yamim, to say that sheshet yamim is shesh shanim, this is chidush. I don't know if Rav Soloveitchik would say it, but Rav Lichtenstein, when he wanted to say that something is kashe, and he didn't want to say in Rishonim, you know, he says, זה מחודש. מחודש. זה מדי מחודש. It's a great chidush. I think that Rabbi Akiva is pshuto shel mikra. This is the pshat, and I'm going to show you something. It's good that you are sitting. I'm going to show you something. How Rabbi Akiva is pshuto shel mikra. And sometimes we read a midrash and we say, oh, it's far away. Sometimes there are midrash that try to say idea far, but sometimes Chazal is pshat. But Chazal had reiya shel kol haTorah kula. And when you see Riyah של כל התורה כולה, you understand that sometimes the drash is read pshat. Go over to the next page. We have two chapters. שמות כף גימל, שמות למד א'. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. I'm sorry, but I have to drink in the beginning a shiur that I won't be then to levarech, lo levarech, first of all, I know. Just remind me in the end to say bracha. So, we have two chapters. We read them day after day on Pesach. Shmot Kaf Gimel, Parashat Mishpatim. Shmot Lamed Aled, Parashat Kitisa. Now, I want to show you something very interesting. When we look carefully on those parakim, we can see that they are exactly parallel to each other. Let's start. Shmot Kaf Gimel, the right side, Pasuk Yud Bet. Sheshet yamim ta'aseh ma'asecha uvayom ha'shevi'i tishvot lema'an yanuach sholchav ha'chamorecha ve'inafesh ben amatcha ve'hager. Sheshet yamim ta'aseh ma'asecha Shabbos, right? Left side, where we have Shabbos, which Pasuk? כף א', right? למד א', ששת ימים תעבוד, וביום השביעי תשבות, we have Shabbos. Okay. I'm going to the right side. פסוק תתוו, את חג המצות תשמור, שבעת ימים תאכל מצות כאשר ציוויתיך. In the left side, where do you have it? פסוק י' ח', you see? את חג המצות תשמור, שבעת ימים תאכל מצות כאשר ציוויתיך. You see, it's almost the same words. Next, וחג הקציר ביקורי מעשיך אשר תזרע בשדה. וחג האסיף, I'm reading the right side, פסוק תז, yes? וחג האסיף וצאת השנה בהוספך את מעשיך מן השדה. שבועות and סוכות, where do you see in the left side? פסוק אפבט, right? וחג שבועות תעשה לך ביקורי קציר חיטים. וחג האסיף תקופת השנה, almost the same words. Going to the right side. שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה כל זכורך אל פני השם, עלייה על הרגל. שלוש פעמים בשנה, you see in the left side, פסוק כף ג', שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה כל זכורך אל פני האדון השם. You see almost the same words. It's not just שלוש פעמים, almost the same word. פסוק צד ימין, the right side, פסוק י' ח', לא תזבח על חמץ דם זבחי ולא ילין חלב חגי עד בוקר. And in the left side, פסוק אפי, לא תשחט על חמץ דם זבחי, ולא ילין לבוקר, זה בחג הפסח. דם על המזבח, חבל על המזבח, and almost the same words. let's see the right side. Reshit bikurei admatcha tavi bet Hashem Elokecha. Lo tevashel gdi b'chalev imo. Bikurim en basar b'chalav. And the left side, pasuk, kavav. Reshit bikurei admatcha tavi bet Hashem Elokecha. Lo tevashel gdi b'chalev imo. The same words. We see in both chapters, avodah zara. In both of them, and if we read carefully, we see there are lots of parallel things between the psukim and avodah zara here and there, but we are not going to do it here because you know how much time I have left. So it's very interesting. We see here that we have Shabbat in both chapters. We have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot in both chapters. We have Shalosh Pe'amim Bashana, Aliyah LaRegel, both chapters. Dam al HaMizbeach, both chapters. Chelev al HaMizbeach in both of them. Bikurim in both of them. Basar Bechalav in both of them. Avodah Zarah in both of them. And now we have a problem. Look in the beginning of Shmot Kaf Gimel. Sheshanim Tizra et Arzecha Vasafta et Shvuata Vashvit Ishmetena Untashta. Shmita appears just in Shmot Kaf Gimel. How can it be? Two chapters that are parallel exactly. How can it be? We understand that Shmita must appear in Shmot Lamed Aled. Must appear. What Rabbi Akiva understood? Where it appears? בחריש ובקציר תשבות. פסוק א', בחריש ובקציר תשבות, this is שמיטה. רבי עקיבא saw שמות כף ג' and שמות למד ד' together. Why the Torah doubles it? Because in the middle we have חטא העגל. And after חטא העגל, it's like a new ברית חדשה. So the Torah brings it again. But when you see just one פסוק, you say, אוי, רבי עקיבא, דרש. Divrei Chazal sometimes are so deep that for us it seems drash, but really it's pshat when you see the dead reyah, kol haTorah kula. And this is the dvarim hakdoishim of Rabbi Akiva of Becharish uvakatzir tishbot, that is shmita. And this is following Rashi, that Rashi said, not the explanation, but Rashi said that the half pasuk, sheshetim v'avod uv yom ha-shvi'i tishbot it's Shabbos, Becharish uvakatzir tishbot it's shmita. But after we proved Rabbi Akiva, we say, okay, why the Torah tries to confuse us? Af pasuk shmita, af pasuk Shabbos. Why to do balagan? Why to do something like this? And we understand that the Torah wants us all the time to look on shmita with the glasses of Shabbos. To understand that shmita and Shabbos is the same package. Let's go to the next page. You can see in the table on top that there are lots of parallel things between Shmita and Shabbos. We are not going to read all of them, but just one thing. The Torah can speak on Yom Tev and can speak on Shabbaton. The Torah speaks on Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shabbaton. But just twice, the Torah will say, Shabbat LaHashem. Shabbat LaHashem will appear just on Shmita and on Shabbos. Just those two things, Shabbat LaHashem. What is the idea of Shmita and Shabbos? And there are a lot of explanations that are brought in the Rishonim. But I want to read Maran Rav Kook Zatzal, Makor Hei, Betzad Yamin, היחיד מתנער מחיי החול לפרקים קרובים בכל שבת. יום קדוש אשר בו תתגלה נטיית האומה, שיש בסגולת נשמתה הצורך ויכולת להתענג על השם. את אותה הפעולה שהשבת פועלת על כל יחיד, פועלת היא השמיטה על האומה בכללה. צורך מיוחד הוא לאומה זו, כי מזמן לזמן התגלה בתוכה המאור האלוקי שלה, וכל מלא זו, I'll explain רב קוק, and I'll explain, how it goes is all the idea that I said right now. Rav Kook tells us, Shabbos has an effect of every individual. The same effect that Shabbos has on the individual, Shemitah has on the state of Israel. Or la umah bichlala. You know, when you ask people what is Shabbos, usually people say, Shabbos, we need to rest, lanuach, but really in the Torah, almost always, the Torah doesn't speak on Menucha. The Torah speaks on Shvita, on other things. And we know that the highest level of Shabbos is not Menucha. How do you know it? Who made the first Shabbos? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayichul ha-shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need to rest. He didn't work hard 6 days. Oh, now he needs to rest. He doesn't need to rest. It means Shabbos comes from a higher level. It's not resting. And this is the huge difference between Sunday and Shabbos. Sunday, the people going are doing Sunday because they need to rest after a week. No koach, need to rest. Because we are just human beings. Shabbos is something that belongs to God, to Hashem. V'yitem ke Elokim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's the one that stopped creating. It's not just resting. Stop creating to leave this world and to be one day me'ein olam haba. In Sefer Bereshit, we haven't got Shabbos of Bnei Adam. It's a surprise in Parashat Beshalach that Am Yisrael has a privilege to connect to Shabbos. To connect to Shabbos, not just resting. You know, Boirer, sometimes it's easier to take the bad from the good than the good from the bad. But we know, Ramai, Nor HaChaim, Siman Shin Yutet, says, no, doesn't matter. Also, if it's more difficult, you take the good from the bad and not the bad from the good. We are trying to be like Hashem. One day to go out, to have Kedusha, to be connected to Hashem, and then all the week comes from Kedusha, comes from Musar, comes from morality. Someone who had Shabbos, all his week will be different, will be more holy, more enoshi, more musari, more morality than someone that had no Shabbos. And the same effect of Shabbos on the individual, Shemitah tries to do to the whole nation. Imagine 1 year that all state of Israel, all Medinat Israel, 1 year, instead of dealing all the time with more money and business, 1 year you deal with chesed, you deal with, you have time, you can learn with your family, you have time for yourself to think, where are you running? What is your goal? You have 1 year, as we said before, that you help poor people and old Medinat Israel gets to a closer level. All Medinat Israel should be different after Shemitah. It should affect all the 6 years afterwards. If you ask me, okay, what do you do with it today? So it's complicated. Because most people are not farmers. It's complicated. I think on one hand, we have all the time to keep Shemitah rules, to bring Kedushat Shvi'it, to eat Kedusha, to feel Kedushat Haaretz, to help farmers, and things that we have a taste of Shemitah. But also, I think that maybe you can do other things. I want in Israel Shemitah. If the prime minister would ask me, I would tell him, beginning of Shemitah, tell everyone, now it's Shemitah, religious, non-religious, you haven't got maybe a field to own a less. Let's imagine that Shemitah, everyone in Israel will own a less 1 hour a week for chesed, for giving. Okay, I know it's not Shemitah. I believe in all the rules of Shemitah. Yes, I wrote a book on Shemitah. It's not that thing not to keep Shemitah. But I think that you can take the ideas that the Torah taught us and make a revolution in all Medinat Israel. If 1 year, everyone, we have 1 hour of chesed, and we have maybe another hour of mishpacha and Torah or other things, we can make a huge difference. Also today, there are also other things that I won't share with you all my ideas on this thing, but I think sometimes it seems that, you know, there are people that they are social and the religious doesn't interest us. Everything comes from Torah. All those ideas come for Torah. On one hand, we'll keep all the halachos of Shemitah, but on the other hand, we'll take the ideas and we'll try to change the society of Medinat Israel. And I want briefly to speak now on a few practical things. I have another 7 minutes. Yes? It's okay? I look on this watch. Okay? Yes. This one. Okay. If someone can stop it. Daf Reish Mem Tet. Look, it tells you a lot. 130 years ago, the beginning of Shemitah in Israel, saw the problem what to do, and Rav Mohaliver went to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, and they decided to do Heiter Mechira, to sell the land to a goy. And then you can do most, not everything, but most of the Melachos Shemitah time. And they say, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan said it should be accepted by the rabbis of Jerusalem, but they didn't agree. They were against Heiter Mechira. Later on, Rav Kook said, you can follow Heiter Mechira. I want to explain a little on Heiter Mechira and then on other solutions and what I think will be when Mashiach comes. And it's very soon, so we have to know what's going to be. I'm not Navi, below Ben Navi, but I know exactly what will be when Mashiach comes in these things. Now we have to stop, so it's the middle of Nevoah. Rav Kook says, Al etzem ha'eter, en ledaati lefakpe klal. Rav Kook is sure, 100% of Heiter Mechira. But Rav Kook says, all the time we have to try to find better solutions. All the time. וצריך לסמוח כמוצא שלל רב על כל חלק קטן שבקטנים שבידי ישראל שתשמר בו שמיטה כהלכתה. All the time we have to try to find better solutions. So it's, we can't understand. Rav Kook believes in Heiter Mechira or doesn't believe? 21 years ago, I went Miluim, reserve in the army, and we stopped somewhere, and as a matter, 12 soldiers, I was the only religious one, and one of them says, Atem adatiim ramayim. You religious are lies, you know, and in the army, if someone says, oh, now we are representing all religious in the world, why are we ramayim, cheaters? He says, I am chaklai. Ani chaklai, I'm a farmer, I have a land. They told me, sign, Heiter Mechira, it's going. Now you can continue, do those things. He said, look, if you think Shemitah is too difficult, don't keep Shemitah. If you think it's important, so keep Shemitah. What is this monkey business? Sell it to a goy, do. And everyone looks at me, and I told him, you know, it's not the only thing. So what do you mean? I said, the Torah tells us to burn chametz. And what do we do? We do mechirat chametz. We sell it to a goy. He said, oh, wow, good example. He said, wait, it's not the end. The Torah tells us, the end of Shemitah, all the chovot are canceled. We are doing puzbul. Wow, puzbul, oh, good. He said, wait, it's not the end. The Torah tells us that we mustn't give loans with interest, ribit. We have eight ariska. Actually, we have another 30 examples, but those four were enough for them. And they were very excited. Okay, so what? What do you say? I told him, it seems as if someone is going to court. Everyone knows he's blamed. Everyone knows. But he took a good lawyer, and the lawyer found a loophole, and he took him, Zakai, he's okay. They said, this is exactly what you did with Heiter Mechira. You found a loophole, and then I told him, here's the difference. When the law will discover that he used this loophole, what the law will do that it wouldn't happen again? They'll block it, right? They'll block the loophole. They'll close it. If they would know 20 years ago that someone is going to use this loophole, what would they do then? They would block it then. If there is a loophole in halacha, it means Kodosh Baruch Hu left it by purpose. Kodosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what will be in 1,000 years or in thousands of years. So why doesn't it written directly? Because the Torah wanted us to burn chametz. But the Torah knew will come time that Jewish people will have whiskey. The time comes we have Medinat Israel. You can't have Medinat Israel and burn Osem and Elite and Rami Levi and all supermarkets for Pesach. You can't. So the Torah left this loophole for this thing. But the Torah wants private men to try to burn chametz gamur and to, but for something like this is Ratzon HaTorah. The Torah knew that we'll have time that all business will be with interest, so she left Heiter Iska. The Torah knew that we'll have time that we can't manage with the agriculture of Medinat Israel, and she left Heiter Mechira. All this is just if we haven't got another choice. But if we have another choice, then we should take the other one. This is what Rav Kook means. על עצם היתר אין לדעתי לפקפק לה על היתר מחירה works. But all the time, if you have better solutions, so then it's not רצון התורה, find better solutions. I believe that Otzar Beidin and disconnected pots and things similar are the best thing. And I haven't got time to explain, but just on Otzar Beidin, Otzar Beidin in one sentence means that you give all the fruit for nothing and you charge for the work. על רגל אחת, תוספתא. Let's decide, let's imagine בעזרת השם, tomorrow משיח comes. Everyone in Israel religious. All the fields are hefker. You live in Tel Aviv. You want apples, okay? How do you reach apples? Where do you go? Ramat HaGolan, okay? You go 3 hours, you pick apples. You can't pick big quantity. Quantity for a few days for your family, okay? Now you say, I want dates. Where do you go? Bikat HaYarden. Then you say, I want cherries. I want peaches. You go to Gush Etzion. I don't believe that when Mashiach comes, every week we'll have to do tiul shnati. Lo yachol liyot, you'll have to do trip all over Israel every week. Lo yachol liyot. Once, all the farmers were close to you. You go here, you go there. It's not anymore. It's not anymore. Tel Aviv, no farm. Here, apples. Here, the idea that someone will pick everything for you and you will pay him for the work, this is idea of Mashiach. And we have to try to find and to make stronger and stronger all the time the ideas that will continue when Mashiach comes and when you know we need so many things. Also today, we need to do Eter Mechira some places. We have no choice. But we have to try all the time to follow better solutions. 7 years ago, I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I sat with him for 7 minutes. It's a lot. Usually it's 7 seconds. I showed him my Shabbos books. He went and he said, wow, this is the way. Like this, you have to teach halacha, write more books. And then I said, after I saw Shabbos, I felt confident to speak on Shemitah. I told him, Rebbe, why? Lots of people in Bnei Brak are buying from going and destroying the Jewish agriculture. Oh, it's based in something that also Rav Kook agreed. Also Chazon Ish agreed. We should go Otzar Beidin. Rav Chaim Kanievsky looked at me and said, Pshita, of course you are right. This is the way. This is a system. Take Otzar Beidin. Follow his Otzar Beidin. And I believe this is a system. And also I like to do solutions that I can do Achdus in Am Yisrael. We need Am Yisrael together. And if we have a solution that it's Mehadrin from one side, but from the other side, it doesn't harm the farmers. So this is a wonderful solution. Heter Mechira works and Shvit Bazman Azed Rabbanan, and you can be calm also if you have this. But all the time to try to find better solutions, this we have to try to do. And I'll just finish and I'll tell you, someone came to me and asked, I want to ask you on your books. He said, I can understand why you wrote 2 books on Shabbos. Shabbos, I understand everyone Shabbos need. I understand why you wrote books on Agadah Shel Pesach. And he follows my books. He said, I understand Chanukah and Purim and Tefillin and Aveilus. And he goes, he said, but I can't understand 2 books. Why did you write 2 books for the army soldiers? And why did you write a Shemitah book? This is unique. I told him, I like to answer questions in lots of areas, and I'll get lots of them. But when I get questions from soldiers or from farmers, I'm very excited, and I get lots of them. And why I'm so excited? Because I know for 2,000 years, rabbis did not receive questions, not from soldiers and not from farmers. When I get them, I know, אנחנו בתקופה של גאולה. We are in redemption. We have the privilege to be in the dream that's written in the Torah, Nevim, to see it in our eyes. אי אפשר להאמין, אי אפשר להאמין. אני קם בבוקר ואני אומר, וואו, you see קדוש ברוך in your eyes. You see השם אוהב עמו ישראל. בעזרת השם, we are in the beginning of גאולה, שנזכה לביאת משיח קודשנו, לגאולה שלמה במהרה בימינו.
Thank you so much. Those of you who are going to Shear, we're just going to, in 2 minutes, quickly go up to Shear. This conference, this day, has been so exciting, and also because it is so much about the direction that Yeshiva University is going, the connection to Eretz Israel, the connection to the values, the continuing that our values and our world should come from the Beit Midrash. It has really been a phenomenal day. I just want to thank once again without the long things, but those who specifically worked on this conference today, and that would be Rabbi Turk and Rabbi Feldman and Rabbi Schwartz for your efforts, to thank Rabbi Russ Schulz and his team, and to thank, of course, Susan. It's been wonderful to have you with us. And Mirtz Hashem, we should gather together. I'll end by saying Baruch Hashem, Rav Rimon, a group from the yeshiva with Rav Schechter went this winter, not with Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman, but Rabbi Dr. Ari Bergman, who is so involved in Shnat HaSheva, and the yeshiva has been very involved. There are students speaking in communities all around the country to promote the idea of his pre-Yomi and the ideas of Otzer Beis Din. So this brings together so much of what happened during this wonderful year. Thank you, everyone, very much. We hope to see you all on May 15th, the next great Reitz event, on May 26th for graduation and the Yishai Ribo concert and the Siyum. Mirtz Hashem, we should have many wonderful and exciting days together. Thank you, everyone. Okay, those heading up to Shir, please do so quickly so we can get in at least something for Shir today. Thank you to the Rabbeim for their patience. That'd be unbelievable. Those who are the members of the Bell and Harry Wexner Kol Elyon and members of the Reitz administration are welcome to go upstairs to Belfer 1214, where there will be a luncheon at this point.